Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast. Today is a sad day, kind of a landmark day of sadness. For the first time since we launched our podcast on iTunes, we have no reviews this month. No new reviews on iTunes for our podcast. We just launched our Patreon. I was feeling really optimistic. But we can't get weekly reviews if we don't get even monthly reviews. So maybe if I kind of laid everything bare and opened up, maybe some empathy could help see, you know, the listener, you hear our situation and kind of understand where we're coming from. So I'm going to explain why and how I came up with this concept in this podcast, and hopefully that will, maybe light the fire under some of you who are not leaving reviews, or, you know, maybe no one wants to leave any more reviews. I don't know. Every podcast since the dawn of time, which for podcasting is like mid-2000s, every podcast has been asking for iTunes reviews on their podcast for their listeners to leave to boost their rankings in the iTunes system. Obviously, this is some way to change the algorithm so that their podcast looks more popular and therefore gets more popular, and then more people will listen to the show and they will become well-known. I tried back when I first started this podcast to see what the top podcasts were, but Apple has a really unintuitive, kind of maybe even intentionally vague and untransparent situation where you can't really see what the top podcasts are. You can't really see what has the most reviews. So right now I went back through. The thing that looks like it has the most right now is like over 116,000 reviews. I think back when I was looking last year, it was something like 80,000. So even in 1 year alone, there's been 30,000 more reviews on a single podcast I'm looking at. I could be wrong. There could be podcasts that are bigger, but I had a goal from that point on that if all I had to do was get reviews for my podcast to get popular, all I needed to get was more reviews than any other podcast. And that would bring me to the top of the podcast charts, and then my show would be popular and listened to, and people would like it and know about it. But if I can't even get reviews every week, or let alone every month, I'm not going to be able to get to the top of the charts, and then no one's going to know about my show. And then no one's going to like the show and like, you know, the people who make the show. You know, I didn't expect necessarily 30,000 reviews this year. The year's not over yet, but I was thinking if I got just a couple thousand the first year, then maybe it would snowball, and the next year I'd get a couple hundred thousand, and then eventually maybe I could do this for 3 or 4 years until I knew that it would take a while, but it's taking a lot longer than I thought it would. And I just really, I'm not going to be able to become the top reviewed podcast if I don't get reviews. So I thought weekly reviews could be better. People could leave more reviews every week. It could be even better and more. And it's not clearly working. I guess the youth are not the future, like we thought. They have not left any reviews for any reason. So, I mean, anyway, that's kind of, I thought I could get more reviews than any other podcast. I just thought a humble 100,000 reviews would be enough to cement our legacy as a good podcast to listen to. I mean, I don't even know if 30,000 people have even listened to this show. Podcasts are notoriously hard to get statistics for the downloads of. So that's kind of my motivations. I hope that maybe warms your heart to the situation that, you know, all I want is to be the most reviewed podcast on iTunes or whatever the future of iTunes will be. I guess that's it for this week. I didn't have anything prepared, you know. I just thought we'd have a plethora of reviews. But for all of you who've left reviews, thank you so much. And I don't mean to diminish what you have, but you know, I'm willing to, you know, to have more reviews. So, I guess that's it. We'll see what we can do this coming month to expedite that review situation. We did get a couple patrons, which is nice, but apparently that won't even matter if we don't get monthly reviews anyway. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. If you leave a review if you want, and we'll see you next week.